All right. Well, if you believe the rhetoric, Massachusetts ballot questions are always high stakes, but we don't always have the follow-up. And I'm joined now by Evan Horowitz, who is the quick study columnist for the Boston Globe, and he's been tracking that issue. Evan, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Oh, it's great to be here.
All right. So fill me in. You spent some time digging into past ballot initiatives. Were you actually able to find out how they panned out?
No, because nobody's tracking. It's not that we don't always track. We don't ever seem to track. I mean, I started this piece thinking, you know what, heading into election season, it'd be fun to look back at some of the older ballot initiatives and see if the kind of dire warnings that people issue turn out to be true or false. And the trouble was nobody had ever bothered to check on a whole bunch of them. And it occurred to me, we should really check.
So who should do the checking? I mean, I'm thinking of, you know, we do see, for example, a recent report from Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center that found a two-year-old law that sets those nurse-to-patient ratios in ICUs in particular has had little effect on mortality and complications, but that wasn't a ballot question, and the assessment didn't come from a government agency. So who should be keeping track?
So, I mean, we have options, but let's do something concrete, right? Like in 2012, there was a ballot initiative, hard-fought ballot initiative over whether auto dealerships, car manufacturers, should be forced to share diagnostic information with repair shops, right? The repair shops are saying, oh, cars are getting really complicated. We need this information. We can't fix it. Okay. So you have a ballot initiative, and we force them to share, right? Did it work? Did it save the independent shops? Maybe. Maybe not. Did it kill the automotive industry? That's what they said. Who should look into that? Well, it would be nice to have some kind of independent agency look into it. We have the CBO at the federal level. Like when Republicans were talking about tax cuts last year or repealing the Affordable Care Act, the Congressional Budget Office, that's the CBO, they were there to provide scores. Oh, here's what we think is going to happen if you pass the law in its current form. And their reports shape the debate. When we're talking about ballot issues here in Massachusetts or laws, we don't have any such agency to tell us what the likely effects are. We could have a partner kind of agency, a CBO for Massachusetts.
So what would be the value? I mean, suppose we do the follow-ups. Let's make the case for why that's important. I mean, does more oversight help voters make more informed decisions on future ballot questions?
Well, okay, two things. Again, let's be specific here. I think it was 2014, but the year's not really important. There was a ballot initiative to repeal the sales tax on alcohol, right? And the promise was this would help liquor sales in Massachusetts. It would be nice to know both whether it helped liquor sales and what it did for alcoholism, alcohol-related deaths, underage drinking, because a ballot initiative really just creates a new law. And if that law isn't working, we should know about it, and then we can fix it. So it would make a difference if we had some follow-up and found out actually there's been no change in drinking or there's been some substantial change in alcohol abuse since we eliminated the sales tax. We should maybe revisit this law.
In the limited time we have left, bigger question perhaps is, are we too reliant on these ballot questions? I mean, I've talked to some voters in reporting on question one about the nurse staffing ratios that they feel like they shouldn't be the ones making that call.
And we had the same debate about marijuana legalization. It seemed like a very technical ballot initiative. Should this really go to voters? I mean, I think the reason that the nursing staffing question has ended up in the hands of voters is because other agencies have failed. That is, it should have gotten solved in collective bargaining. It didn't. It should have gotten solved by the legislature. It didn't. It ends up with voters. That's the bad news. Voters aren't always equipped for these, and we should probably try to solve them in other ways. The good news is, in Massachusetts, unlike other states, the ballot initiatives aren't entered into the Constitution. They're just laws. So if things go wrong, they can be overwritten immediately by the legislature with another law. You don't need another ballot initiative. You don't need anything special. So it's okay that we rely on voters because we make it easy to overrule them if things go wrong. But we better check to see if things went wrong.
That's Evan Horowitz, the quick study columnist for the Boston Globe. Evan, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Stay with us. There's more ahead. I'm Callum Borchers. This is Radio Boston.